Welcome to the Event Tech Pull-Up. The Event Tech Pull-Up is where we get all tangled up in event technology that will work for independent planners and small agencies. We hit on everything from event apps and registration systems to productivity software and productivity tools. And who are we? We are your Gen X tech heroes. I am Tess Vismail of iSocialX, and my co-host is Keith Johnston of PlannerWire and i3 Events. Now let's get on with the show. Keith,
What?
guess what? This thing happens all the freaking time now. Since 2020, everyone has been so focused on virtual event production. The bad word of hybrid event production. What tech am I going to use? I don't know what this is, what that is. And you know what I believe has been the part or the portion of event technology that people keep overlooking and forgetting about, and it's become more of an afterthought when it was in the forefront?
What would that be, Tess?
An event app.
I know.
Just a freaking event app. That's all. Just an app. I don't need to have to do live streaming. I don't need to do that. Just an event app.
Well, it's funny, right? I almost feel like we're back in 2012 when event apps were super expensive. Not everyone could have an app. Even if you look at, we're bad. There are no more like super, just a simple app. They all have things built into them now, especially with the higher cost ones. And I'll delineate that by saying like say 5K and above, right? They all have hybrid streaming stuff built in. They have, networking that doesn't really work built in. They have,
Matchmaking.
matchmaking, which, again, there are some that do a very, very good job, but they're not for those events where it's maybe a smaller association that doesn't have a ton of budget, or maybe a very small event that normally wouldn't
Or
have an app.
a nonprofit, or you know what? We spend so even corporations and other businesses and agencies, they spend so much money on everything else. Just an app that works, it's good, and it's functional. I can just fire up something real quick, get it done. Everyone's communicated to, everyone knows who's on first, what's on second, move it through and keep it going.
And I don't want to leave out incentives in those things too, right?
Yeah.
Those are kind of events that could benefit from having an event app. Now, and I don't want to say there aren't any affordable event apps out there. There certainly are. Like, before we started recording, you and I were talking about Eventy, which is actually one of my favorite apps on the planet, right? They do a
It is.
really,
It's
really good.
beautiful.
It is. It works really, really well. But again, it's still, it is the one that I think is kind of filling that void that was left when Hopin killed Attendify, where it's a single event for up to 500 attendees, I think is, like $1,400 or something like that. Okay, that is a great app, right? And for smaller conferences, and if you have that a little bit of budget, that is a good app. It is a good choice. However, there are still organizations, where even that might be a stretch.
Yeah, especially if let's say they do three or four a quarter, or if they do maybe it's something where they have funding for the big stuff, but they really don't necessarily have funding for all the other things in between. And it really would make my life easier. Like you said, if you had a board meeting and that keeps coming up, if you've got, smaller groups that are gathering, or even 300 to 400 or 500 people who are gathering, and you really don't need to spend a whole lot of money on all the heavy lift that goes around a true, robust app. So are there, Keith, any apps? Event apps out there for like 40, but look, I'm gonna do a wish list. Like 40 or 50 bucks? Am I crazy? Nah. No.
Yes, and you know, and it's actually, you know, one of the products that we've been talking about, and actually one of the products that I'm helping to actually tell the world about, is Joy Events, right? And in the past, we've been talking about Joy to do things like event microsites, manage budgets. They have that awesome program builder that you can build out your program and then embed it on your website, and then any changes you make, you know, are immediate and live on your website. You know, it's got planning tools and things like that. But one of the things that they've actually introduced now is an event app, and it is actually included in the monthly cost of Joy. And
Really?
yeah, so we know that the monthly cost of Joy for up to 10 events is $40 US. So technically, you could actually sign up at the beginning of the month, create your event and your event app, have your event go, and then once the event is over, you
Shut it
know,
down.
shut it down, and you just spent $40 for a really good event app. Now,
Stop the freaking madness.
yeah, now nobody wants to go through that learning curve of learning a platform and then not using it again just so you get an event app for $40. You know, a couple of cool use cases are, and I'll talk about two of my clients that are out there. One, they have a conference every year that is for 300 people, but then they do 22 trainings throughout the year that are 20 people. You know, they'll go into a hotel and they do these trainings. It's a medical company. Well, sure, they were going to have an app for the 300 or 400 person event, but normally those trainings kind of get left off. But now, using Joy, they're able to have a very simple event app for the main conference, because that's all they need. They don't, you know, all these people know each other. They don't need the networking and those types of things. But now each of those smaller trainings can have an app as well, you know, where
Wow.
you can get your agenda, you can see who the speakers are, you can you know, you can do push notifications. It really, really is a solid choice. You know, my other client, they actually have, you know, they have one large conference per year where that one is now into the thousands of attendees. For that one, no, they're not going to use Joy as that app, right? That app actually does have a hybrid component. They do want that social feed where people can upload pictures and things like that. But they also do 75 smaller events per year that are, yeah, that are, you know, anywhere from, let's say, 10 people to maybe 50. And for those now, they can use Joy.
So it's the same scenario I talked about. You spend your dollars on all the big stuff or the things that have the intricate needs and specifications. And then when you need one-offs or maybe a series of events that don't need all that stuff, right? Heavy lift or whatever, you could just turn to this and it'd be a so Keith, I think what you just said, oh my gosh, has been a huge point of contention for me for a while. Matter of fact, I was at North Star a few weeks ago last month at Independent Planners conference, and we were talking about apps and talking about tools that help us and are really built and should be built as tools to assist the process that add to our tech stack, not one and done, not one size fits all, everything to everyone. So now we're really talking about an independent planner having an arsenal of tools that can come to his or her disposal or their disposal to help deliver what it's needed based on specification to the event. Now I'm using this big thing for this little piece. So it's really solving a challenge and problem, which is what tech is for.
Yeah, well, and it does solve a huge challenge. You know, if you're a small agency or an independent planner, right, and you have this in your toolkit, let's say that you sign up for Joy and you're using it to plan your events, right? Which you should. It's an absolutely amazing product for that. You know, building those schedules out and you know, putting your schedules together for your on-site team and tasks and things like that. It does all of that. And that's great for the independent planner or, you know, that small agency that needs that. So they can go in and they can do all that. Well, if you have a client that maybe hasn't thought of doing an app, or if you have a client that can't, or a nonprofit that can't afford to have a big, robust app, this is a really great way for you to actually be a hero.
Yeah, you
You
can do
can.
baby steps. Like I call it baby steps. I have a client now that's in that same situation, and it's going to be a conference for like 300 and something people, and they haven't done it. Even though
Yeah.
they only have a they have a Facebook community, they've never had an app before. This is their first time doing a conference, so they're spending all your efforts on planning the conference, but they need an app. They need something to bring it together, but it doesn't have to have all the bells and whistles that everything has. It just needs to be something that
Well,
works and trusted.
and I know we're talking about, those poor associations and nonprofits and things like that, but there are also some organizations that just don't want an app, or they don't want all those bells and whistles, even if it is a larger conference. They just want, if you go into the analytics of any event app after the event, like we just dove into, I had a conference last month that, we dove into those analytics. Well, what are the biggest things that people click on? Right? They click on who the agenda, the sessions themselves, the sponsors' descriptions, exhibitor descriptions, and then maybe they go into the speakers. And
Yeah.
that's actually what the Joy event app gives you. It gives you those core elements. So events that maybe didn't even want an app will now go, huh, well, this is what the people actually want, so let's give it to them. But you know what? Let's dive in and take a look. So now on my screen, this is the Joy we've shown the world, right? This is the Joy that everybody knows. This is where you come into your program builder, and you build out your agenda. But what you'll notice now in Joy is over on the left-hand side, they have something called Event App. So when you click on the Event App, we've already created one for this event, and everyone should know this actually isn't a demo or a walkthrough. We're just kind of showing you the features. When you click on it, you can actually build out your event app so simply, right? You can come into the design and you can use, your fonts, or at least a font that's close. It's not going to have every font in the world, but you can get pretty close. You can do your own colors. You can upload those headers for both, the web and then the mobile, that the actual app. You could access, right? Are you going to password protect this app, or is their name and email required? A name and email re it required is really great if you kind of want a simple way to track attendance. You can tell people in order to get your CEUs, you have to make sure you have the app, then they have to enter their name and their email. You can come into the share, and this is where you get QR codes ready to go. Right, all you could just take these QR codes and you can put them all around the event. You can put it up on the screen. They've made it really, really simple for everyone to use this. It's absolutely amazing. And then there's the comms portion. This is the one thing that I think is really, really important. So even though this is a simple, inexpensive event app, you still have the ability to send push notifications to folks. So you can let them know, hey, lunch is about to start, that bus is leaving. And you can also do evaluation forms. So at the end of the event, you can still share, you can still do all those things that you can do with those really big, expensive apps. This one is just a little bit more simple. That makes sense. Am I making sense there?
Yeah, no, you're making sense. Are you able to schedule them or they're just immediate push?
Oh no, you can actually come in if you just jump into the push notifications, right? You can create it. That'll pop up, and then you can pre-schedule all those push notifications, which is actually a really nice feature. You're
Okay.
able to do that. But let's actually dive in and let's actually take a look at the app itself, what it looks like on the front end. So here's a look at the app.
Keith.
Yes,
So,
ma'am.
I love the back end. It looks really nice and clean, easy to work with, simple. A third grader can do it. But is it web-based? Do people download the app? Do we just give them like, URL to go to? Is it a container app? Does it live by itself? Help me
Great
out.
question. It's actually a container app, so it's going to be like any of the other or most of the other event apps out there. So you'll download the Joy app, And then you simply enter your event code, and then that will actually pull this up.
Oh, nice.
So this is something that actually everyone is already used to. This is something that they've been doing since Apple made that change years ago, where they made everybody have a container app. So that is exactly how it works.
Nice. So let's
So,
see it.
oops. So again, you're going to have just the basics in here, right? You're going to have you're going to have your program. So I'm able to go in and have a look at any of the sessions, the sessions. Boom, there you go. I can see the speakers. So now I can jump into the speaker, right? And you can go and have a look. If we go back to the home screen, your performers are all there. So all my speakers. Oh, look, there I am. Love
You're
that.
performing? Are you
I
doing the
am.
two-step? What are you doing? The two-step?
And it should also be noted that, on here, you see that this is called performers, and then you see sponsors. You might have a little bit of a different nomenclature for that, so you can actually change those. But you have you we've got our exhibitors in here, boom, AV1. We can go back. Again, it is just so nice and so simple to use that literally, if you have your schedule set and ready to go, and you can get it into, you just put it into Joy. You can, as soon as that information is all in Joy, you can launch an event app in seconds. There is another cool thing in here. This is one of
Uh-oh,
those,
more coolness for 40 bucks.
but wait, there's more. You can actually have as many apps as you need. So,
What?
yeah. So again, let me pop this up here and let's look, see if there's anything that I'm missing here, right? We've got program for exhibitors, notifications, that's where your push notifications are. Feedback is actually where you're going to find those forms. And then you can also exit the event. So let's stop there. Now, so the way that Joy has built this, you can actually have multiple apps per event. So
Ooh.
a use case is
Yeah, tell me that.
maybe you have the app for all of your attendees, right? But maybe the board of directors get a completely different schedule and you don't want it to be part of the main app. You can actually just spin up an app and have their own schedule.
That's a shut the front door. That's an old school shut the front door. Because it happens that way. The board needs to. And like this, I sit on a board all the time. I really wish we did it too, is that I could have my own schedule and app so that I can see literally what I'm supposed to do and where I'm supposed to be as a board member to help engagement for through the attendees and potential members separate from all. Oh, Keith, that's
Yeah,
awesome.
which that's actually a feature that's better than a lot of the
It
other
really
event
is.
apps out there.
Really. Is it easy to switch or how does that work? Content
So
wise, so is it
yeah, so
is it
so
that so if I'm on the board and I'm coming to the event and I have my own, let me call it a sub app just for board members, then how do I see all the other stuff?
so one of two ways. So if you want your board members to be interacting with all of the other stuff that's going on at the event, you could actually just add their material. You could create a second event app for the board of directors that's built off the same as the other one, and then just add their stuff in there. Or you could just do the exit event app and put in the code for the main and go right into that. It's actually a really simple process,
Gotcha.
and
Okay.
too easy. But the cool thing is, be at with Joy's pricing model, where in the US up to 10 events per year or 10 active events is $40 per month, you can literally have now smaller apps for all of those other smaller events that you have throughout the year.
Ooh.
Or if maybe you use one of those big expensive apps for your main conference because you have 2,000 people and you need streaming and things like that. Sure, you can do that. Actually, you could if you use Zoom, if you use a platform like Zoom for your hybrid, right? You can actually still put links in here. So your remote audience could click a link and then it would open up Zoom. That is totally possible. So I don't want to say it isn't possible. But I mean, this thing, it is just one of those things where every time, I'm talking to Rob and Colin with Joy, and they'll be like, "Keith, you got to see this thing." And I go and I look at it, I'm like, "Oh no." It's like it just
Brilliant.
blo it
It's like
blows me
brilliant. It's
away.
like This is brilliant. Brilliant. We don't need a whole bunch of stuff. Sometimes you just need basic stuff to, I want to curse right now, but basic stuff just to get your stuff going and keep moving. You want to
Shit
communicate,
test.
engage, and keep moving.
You
Yeah,
can swear.
that I can
You can swear.
swear.
This isn't radio.
Oh, shit. I can swear.
So, all right. So there you go. That is the new Joy app.
Okay. Well, thank you. So, those of you who find yourself in a situation where you just need an app, we can turn to Joy Events. We also talked about Eventy, right? Which we like and all. And there's so many others on the planet.
Because
But
even
again, this is your work. We always have approached event tech from the standpoint of you need to have a tool belt
yes.
of resources that you pull out for what you need. It's never a one and done. What were you
When
gonna
I
say, Keith?
was in college, I spent some time and I would build decks in the summer. I did a summer that building decks. Well, there isn't just one kind of hammer. Right. Sometimes
You don't mean a, you don't mean presentation decks, you mean deck decks.
deck that like deck on your house, right? So sometimes you actually do need, there are different tools for different things, right? And Joy fills an amazing niche for independent planners, right?
I
It
love
fills a
that.
massive hole.
And those small agencies too, who really want
Yeah.
to service their client and probably felt like they never had access or the ability to do, now they can do. Love it. And is it easy, Keith?
Oh,
And it's easy to get my data in, right? Because I can just work as off of CSV, get it in, map it, and keep it moving, right?
yep. You can CSV it in. You can just go in and type it. Honestly, I've been working with Joy for quite a while, using it. So I could literally have a small conference app out the door in less than 20 minutes. All right. I guess that one draws us to a close, Tess.
We have really been talking about event apps, which is just the basic crux of what got our industry into really truly focusing on event technology and the importance of it. And we just need one and done sometimes. So,
Yep.
this, Keith, if it's okay with you, we need to sign out. What you think?
And we can sign out, and next week we're going to be talking about run of show.